Hey Tony, it's Taryn and I'm from the Big Bang Group. I'm here to talk about the extra credit audio. The entire critical thinking skills article was completely based solely on how scientists use their critical thinking skills and use their logic to help them understand and interpret the world, of course. I think this article does a really good job on explaining how physicists elaborate on certain phenomenon and use their abilities to explain it to the world. This article brought up a pretty good point that I've never really thought about. The question was, are scientists any different than regular people? I had to think about this for a second or so, and I came up with my final answer of no, they're not any different than me and you to a certain extent. I do believe that scientists are regular people, but I also believe that they look at the world in a little more objective manner. Scientists don't just accept the fact that the Earth rotates because it always has. They need a deeper explanation. This article also goes on to explain that physics is a fundamental science when being compared to chemistry, biology, and also psychology. I never really thought about this point before, but it really does make sense. Physicists, under the right conditions, are able to explain the basics of the world, but once they step out of their laboratory and into the real world, they're all these other factors that are integrated into the world, that it's not just physics, it's biology and chemistry. So they're faced with a problem that, affects their life. I also think this was a great point explaining that there are many other sciences that we need to keep in mind in order to understand our world, and, they affect our world equally. Critical thinking skills are important to physics problem-solving method because it helps the person physically be able to solve the problem step by step. Critical thinking skills are important for all people to have. It helps them understand a new concept by relating it with an old one. It's being able to think for yourself without a manual to do something. And just by saying that, I'm sure you can see how this relates to physics itself. In physics, we are presented with a problem and need to be able to understand and interpret the problem correctly in order to solve it. This all involves critical thinking. Now, proper training and problem-solving method produces more successful people because, obviously, they're more experienced with problem-solving and hence are more successful. Like the quote said in the article, the better trained we are to solve problems, the better the solution and the more accurate the predictions. Now, I'm going to provide you with an example of when I actually failed to use the problem-solving method correctly. I'll tell you an example of a year, some of my past years in 2004. As you probably remember, 2004 was an election year, and I wanted to vote for my very first time, seeing as how I just had turned 18. My parents, being the conservative people that they are, influenced my decision to vote for Bush, of course. After I voted, I'd realized that I hadn't voted for myself, but I had strictly voted for my parents. I later realized that I disagreed with many of Bush's policies and, failed to gather information properly and failed to analyze why I decided to vote for Bush. So my decision to vote for Bush in the year 2004 is a perfect example of failing to critically think. All right, Tony, well, that's all the time I have to today. I hope you enjoyed my analysis of your article, and I will see you in class. All right, bye.